All right, welcome to episode 390 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for the opportunity to hear your word again. Thank you for seeing us throughout the past week. Thank you for providing for all our needs. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for keeping us in your love. Father, we give you all the glory and praise. Thank you for your many blessings towards us. In any way we have sinned or erred, in our words, in our thoughts, or in our actions, we pray that may you have mercy on us. For those that are listening to this podcast that have not surrendered their lives to you, my Lord and my God, I pray that may you please convict them by your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that may you please draw them unto yourself. And I pray, Lord, that those that listen to this podcast, give us the grace as we hear your word, to not just be hearers only of your word, but to meditate on your word and to do your word. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, by the grace of God, we're going to be continuing the series on John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. And so far, we have basically gone through chapters 1 through 9, right? I mean, verses 1 through 9 of chapter 6. Many of us know that this is the story about Jesus feeding the 5,000, right? This is the third part in this series. If you missed part 1 and 2, I'll strongly encourage you to go back and listen to those on your own. Again, it's really going to help you see the direction that I'm going with this podcast, right? So, last time we met, we pretty much talked about how Philip was focused on the problem, right? And Andrew, you know, started also, you know, Andrew was kind of different, right? So Philip was saying one thing, Philip was focused on one thing, and Andrew was focused on another thing, right? So what was Philip focused on? Philip was focused on the problem. What was Andrew focused on? Andrew was focused on the solutions, right? And I think that calls to being something that's really, really important, right? To be a person that is solution focused, right? The thing is, the solution focused mindset is a mindset that that has faith in God, is a mindset that trusts God, is a mindset that believes in God, right? I'm not saying that you shouldn't look at the problem, but the thing is, you should be looking at the problem from the standpoint of how is this problem going to be solved, right? Literally, how is this problem going to be solved, right? Philip was saying in verse 7, even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them. But Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. There is a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd? So don't get me wrong. We can see that Andrew was also kind of worried about the problem. But at least he said, hey, this is what we've got. This is what we have, right? And one thing I want to start off with saying in this podcast is that is like the first step to solving a problem. Ask yourself, what do you have? Literally ask yourself, what do you have? There is always something in your hand. There is always something in your hand. But this is something that many people forget, right? Many people like to look beyond instead of looking around. They like to look beyond instead of looking around. What do you have, right? The thing is, you have something typically that is at least a starting point in solving that problem, right? That is typically at least a starting point in solving that problem, right? Because the thing is, at the end of the day, right? Again, you're a Christ follower. You trust in God. God can give you a lot of wisdom. You never know how God can take that seemingly little thing that you have right now in your hand and make something big out of it, right? The Bible says, though your beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase, right? So the thing is, you may be small now, or what you may have in your hand may be small now, but when it's submitted to God, when it is placed in the hands of God, you never know how far the Lord can take that thing. Right? So let's go to verse 10. Verse 10 says, tell everyone to sit down, Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. Right? So what is the key principle? What is the key lesson from that? Jesus gave an instruction. Jesus gave an instruction. So when you're going through problems, again, just as a summary, when you're going through problems, number one, stop being overtly focused on the problem. Focus on the God that you serve that is bigger than any problem, right? Number two, stop thinking just in terms of the problem. Think in terms of solutions to the problem. A faith-based mindset thinks in terms of solutions. And one of the best ways to start thinking in terms of solutions is, what do I have around me? There is always something, no matter how small, that you have. And then the third thing that I'm going to say here is listen to God's instructions. Follow divine instructions, right? Literally, Jesus gave a simple instruction here. Tell everyone to sit down. Tell everyone to sit down, right? The thing is, many people, they are wondering why they're still wallowing in a problem, But the simple instruction that they've been given, they are not obeying. Guys, if you don't obey instructions, you should not expect God to help you. That's the truth. God works with people that are obedient, people that submit to his will, right? So you need to be willing to obey. Simple instructions. And the thing is, there is a stewardship principle that operates in obedience to instructions, right? If you obey that first instruction, then another instruction will come, right? The thing is, many times God is not going to lay out the whole path to a miracle to you. No. He wants to test you and see, hey, this simple instruction I gave, did this person obey it? Did this person literally obey it, right? So the thing is, God will take things with you step by step. But you need to follow that first step. You see, many people, they want to jump to step five. No. God may not even show you what step five is, right? You need to obey simple instructions, right? He gave instructions, right? Okay, now verse 11, he says, then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted, right? So what is the principle to learn from this? The principle to learn from this is submitting what you have to God. Submitting what you have to God. Guys, this is so important, right? This is so important. We've said, hey, that you should trust in God. Look at God that is bigger than any problem. We've said, hey, have a solution-focused mindset, right? Because again, at the end of the day, people that are solution providers, those are people that are going to be lifted up, right? Look at any company that has made a name for itself. It's a company that provides solutions to big time problems faced by humanity, right? And then number three, I said to obey instructions, right? And the thing is, number four is linked to number three, but basically that involves submitting what you have to God. Submitting what you have to God. What do I mean by that, right? So say, for example, you're a resident and you're kind of struggling in your program. Well, let me tell you some things you have. You have time. Let me tell you some things you have. You have the ability to get to work on time, right? You have your notes. Even if you don't have a ton of stuff, but you have some things in hand, right? And then ask yourself, okay, what is God's instruction concerning these things, right? Like, look at the book of Proverbs, talks about wisdom, right? You know, talks about being hardworking. Are those things that are within your control? Absolutely. Can you put in hard work? Absolutely. That is something you have control over. That is something you have around you, right? So like simple things like your basic notes, start working hard on them. Simple things like the resources for studying that your program provides for you, start working hard on them, right? You may be struggling in your program, but that doesn't mean that you cannot be dug out of that situation. But you need to submit what you have to God. Right? You need to submit what you have to God. You cannot be using your time unwisely. You know, for example, watching Netflix the whole day and then telling me that you're submitting your time to God. No, no. Because the thing is, when you submit something to God, right? The Bible says that Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So there is a responsibility for you. You have to plant, you have to water, right? That's obeying divine instructions. That is, hey, okay, this thing I have in my hand, let me deploy it for the glory of God, right? When you put something in the hands of God, then he's going to bring increase to that thing, right? He is literally going to bring what? Increase to that thing, as we're going to see in the next episode. I have a feeling that the next episode of this is going to be the final culminating part of this. All right, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. We pray for the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. Give us the grace to take you out of your word. Give us the grace to look beyond our problems and look at the bigness of the God we serve. Give us the grace to look at problems from a solution mindset, thinking, okay, how can this problem be solved? How can this problem be solved? Give us the grace to look around. What do I have around me? And those things we have around you, give us the grace to, around us, give us the grace to submit them to you. And give us the grace to obey your instructions, to be sensitive to your instructions in the word and to obey them. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, again, it's the best decision you can make, right? Jesus paid the price for you on the cross. He truly, truly, truly loves you, right? And if you want to understand what true salvation entails, I'll encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. 254 and 287, it talks about true salvation. I'm not trying to sell anything here. It talks about true salvation. read, listen to those podcasts, right? It may be 10, 20 minutes of your life, but it's worth it. It's worth it, right? Listen to those podcasts. It'll tell you about the true cost of following Jesus Christ. And then if you do decide for Jesus, at the end of episode 254, you can say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord. So thank you for listening to me today. I'll see you, God willing, in episode 391. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and bye for now. Shalom.